And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Abbeville, the Abbey Players Children's Guild presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe this weekend, Friday through Sunday. For information about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you can go to the Abbey Players Theater website. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents their latest Crossroads performance this week. Jim Lauderdale and Sarah Doge performing. For more information on the Louisiana Crossroads 20th anniversary season, please go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. Also at the ACA now through September 11th in the Main Gallery, an exhibit of Stephanie Patton entitled Comfort Zone, 1993 to 2021. And for information on other activities, events, and exhibits at the ACA, please stop by their website. The House of Blue Leaves, produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, will be performed at Cité des Arts July 30th through August 8th. For information, you can go to lretheater.com or you can also go to the Cité des Arts website. United Way of Acadiana is doing the Stuff the Bus Supply Drive again this year. The last day to donate is Friday, August 6th. Supplies can be dropped off in person at the United Way of Acadiana's office. Some of the supplies that they need are crayons, scissors, glue, pencils, construction paper, notebooks, paper towels, hand sanitizer, and other items. You can find a complete listing of items at the United Way of Acadiana's website, which is unitedwayofacadiana.org. The Writers Guild of Acadiana invites the public to join them for their first meeting of this year on July 27th. They will be at the South Regional Library Auditorium from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on the 27th. The South Regional Library is at 6101 Johnston Street in Lafayette. If you're interested in writing, illustrating, publishing, songwriting, playwriting, or writing memoirs, you're invited to come and hear what the Guild has to offer you. Cité des Arts will present The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, August 20th through the 29th. You can find out more about tickets now at citédesarts.org. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has quite a number of exhibits on display through this summer. An exhibit called Nancy Macko, The Fragile Bee, will be up through August 25th. It presents pollinator conservation as an environmental justice issue. Also through the end of this month, John Gargano, Le Détroit Industrie. And lots more. You can find out more about all of the exhibits and activities at the Hilliard Art Museum at hilliardmuseum.org. In the Lake Area, the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana is offering adult education and literacy classes. They are registering now. For information, you can call them or stop by their website. Again, that's the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana in Lake Charles. And the Teche Project has created new maps for people wanting to paddle the Bayou Teche National Water and Paddle Trail. Maps are available for four parishes along the trail, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary. That's all at techeproject.org. And continuing in most parishes in the state, summer reading programs. You can go to your branch library in whatever parish you live in and find out more about participating in summer reading. Many parishes have reading programs not just for children, but for teens and adults as well. The Lafayette Science Museum is open on weekends now, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. The Lafayette Science Museum is on Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button. You can search for audio on demand of programs that we produce locally that maybe you missed or you'd just like to enjoy again. You can also find out more about supporting KRVS. Just click on the support button. There's a drop-down menu. And you can sign up for our newsletter at our website, a great newsletter, lots of information about what's happening here at KRVS. You can also check out our social media sites, our Facebook page and our Instagram page. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Tonight at 8 on KRBS.
Monday through Thursdays, the Medicine Ball Caravan rolls here on KRVS following World Cafe. Continuing our unique hour-long blend of the newest releases from near and far, familiar, rare, and near-forgotten classics, and info of what's going on the local scene. I'm Cecil Doyle with the Medicine Ball Caravan, Monday through Thursdays, 11 a.m. here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Hi, friends. I'm Pearson Cross, the host of Bayou de Beltway. Each Wednesday at 12:30, I speak with a political figure, scholar, educator, or community leader. Although Bayou de Beltway focuses mostly on politics and public affairs, we also explore culture, books, scholarship, music, and just about every aspect of life in Louisiana. Join the conversation each Wednesday at 12:30 as Bayou de Beltway speaks to the people making a difference in our part of the world.
KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Hey guys, JC here with K-Pop Fever. Be sure to tune in, bringing you all the latest news in K-Pop, playing the newest, giving you updates, and so much more. So be sure to tune in on 88.7 FM radio.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.